Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on Meta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Rum Chata, a delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. It's best enjoyed over ice or in your coffee. Rum Chata, delivering vacation vibes any way or anywhere you drink it. Find out more at rumchata.com. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025, Agave Loco Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
This is the stinking truth.
So as we were just talking about the Lions here, I got a note came across. Not a surprise. Brian Daboll out as Giants coach after the Lions lost yesterday. Another blown fourth quarter lead by the Giants. Mm-hmm. We saw that here in Denver firsthand with the colossal collapse in the fourth quarter against the Broncos. I know you're a fan of Brian Daboll. What's your immediate reaction? I know you haven't had a lot of time to react to it, but news that Daboll's out.
Well, I mean, one, you've had, like you talked about, fourth quarter collapses over the course of this season. Two, you found what looks like could be the future of your franchise from a quarterback situation, and that dude has been hurt how many times? How many times has he had to go to the medical tent? Been out for, you know, a play or two plays, or got bounced out of a game like he did yesterday, and then Russ has to come in, and, you know, and that was a complete and total debacle. So, you know, all those things add up, Mike. They all add up to why you're now fired. And as a matter of fact, my understanding was on the flight back from Denver, when they lost to the Broncos, that I had heard, you know, behind the scenes that they were firing Daboll on the plane, and they talked the owner out of firing him on the plane. And so this has been in the making, another fourth quarter collapse. It's just not good enough. And I think the biggest thing is you actually had some excitement about, like, what Scataboo was doing early. And the energy that Scataboo brought, what Jackson Dart was doing over the course of his starts, and the energy and the excitement. So now all of a sudden you're looking at it like from an ownership standpoint and say, hey, man, we may have found some answers. And now both of these guys, Scataboo, you can't do anything about that injury. But as far as Jackson Dart is concerned, hey, man, quit running the kid. and I know that was part of the makeup, and that's what they had success with Daniel Jones in the year they went to the playoffs with Daniel Jones. That's kind of what they were doing, is that quarterback run, that quarterback, you know, all those things to take some pressure off that guy to create some issues for the defense. But ultimately, you can't blow fourth quarter leads. You had a 10-point lead with about 5 minutes left to play in that game yesterday, and you blow that lead. And then you've got a lead with Russ coming off the bench. And by the way, is like, shouldn't Russ be next? Shouldn't he go visit with Dable? You look at that, 3:56 left, and the first play, you come out with that drive, and you boot out the side, and you've got a flat. You've got somebody coming over. He's just kind of what we call a, you know, levels or a flood route, right? So you've got the flat guy. It's covered. You got the guy coming across, but the top guy is running a bench. So he's coming inside from the outside in, bam, back to the bench. He's got leverage on the DB because of the inside move. It's wide open, and Russ keeps it and takes a 2-yard sack. Then they hand it off on second down and 12. They get 5 yards or whatever it is. They make it 3rd and 7. And then you've got a walk-up edge player that's unblocked. You've got a walk-up guy on your center, so you can't slide to the edge player. And, you know, I know on the broadcast they say, hey, you got to fan out and take that guy. No, that's not how it works, because you got a walk-up guy, so it goes mingo, mingo, mingo. We got to go man here. And so that guy belongs to Russ, your quarterback, because you can't fan that protection out and leave the guy standing over the center unblocked. That's the shortest route to the quarterback. So for Russ, you either got to step up in the pocket, you got to deliver the ball hot when that guy's coming off the edge. But the one thing you can't do is roll out into that guy, which you did. You took a sack on third down. So again, like, it just is the things that have happened with the New York Giants, the coaching staff, the decisions you've made. I understand why you decide as an owner, that's it, I've had enough.
What do you think is next for Dable?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Back to being an offensive coordinator somewhere.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, climb back up the ladder again and get another shot.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Who knows? Maybe he'll be calling games on Fox. You know, I mean, like, he's a dynamic personality.
Yeah,
he's a lot of fun, you know, and maybe he's your next television analyst coach that takes a year off and gets in the booth, or, you know, gets on a desk. I don't know, man. I really like Daboll.
Is this, you know, I understand why you lose games like they've lost and it's a bad look for the coach. But, you know, Brian Daboll was instrumental in getting Josh Allen to the level he's at as a quarterback.
Sure.
Is this the right move, do you think, for a Giants franchise that does have a young quarterback and is trying to bring him along? Is this the right thing to do?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I think Josh Allen, early in his career, he ran the ball a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that is on the quarterback to make sure you take care of yourself, right? To make sure you get down, you make sure you eliminate some of those hits. And a lot of times, coaches will tell you, hey, when we scramble around, one thing is you see those things coming. It's not like when you're standing in the back of the pocket. And still to this day, I think more quarterbacks get injured getting hit in the pocket than they do scrambling. But I'm not 100% sure on that, but that was something that was – you always got to take that with a grain of salt when you're talking to head coaches, because they'll tell you stuff like that, and then, you know, you'll actually research it.
Yeah, right,
right. Or have somebody research it for you, and it's actually not true. But anyhow, I get it. The continuity thing and growing with the quarterback, I think, is tough. But the fact that you think maybe you found your guy that could potentially be a franchise quarterback and he keeps getting hurt, I think that's probably the biggest aspect of this, coupled with the fact that you've blown a couple of fourth quarter leads.
The Giants lose again, another game in which they seem to have control of the game. They blow a 10-point lead late. They lose to the Bears. More on the Bears in a second, but are we getting down to the final days of Brian Daboll?
Yeah, I like Brian Daboll, man, and I've said this, like, I've been on this from day one, like, not to pat myself on the back, but I was the one that said I'd get rid of Russ before the season even started. I would start, the best way to save your job is to play Jackson Dart, have that guy have some success so that you can say, hey, man, I'm grooming the kid. The kid is playing really well. And now you can't, I mean, ultimately you don't want to change and lose continuity with play caller slash head coach, you know, and quarterback. So that's the direction I went to. And I thought it was panning out quite well for me. Once they did dump Russ and you know, Jackson Dart started playing well. But, man, this is so many 10-point leads that you're just giving up. And also Jackson Dart, you know, with all the running he's doing, he's putting himself in harm's way. Got hurt again last.
Fourth time this year with a concussion.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's just not, you can't play that way. You just can't. You got to be able to protect yourself. And then the fact that Russ is still your backup.
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing? What, you can't have him your backup going forward, right? I mean, he gets the right off the bat, gets in, puts a 3-point drive together. It just was whatever. And then he comes out and you've got the lead, 3:56 left, and I think it's 2017. The first play, you run a boot action. So you're running some type of flood concept and you've got an underneath kind of just flat route with the receiver on the top kind of pushed in and ran a bench. And he's got complete and total leverage on the DB on the bench route, right, to the sideline. And Russ doesn't throw it, which he's, you know, does a lot, doesn't throw it to an open guy on an intermediate opportunity, and ends up running to the sideline and taking a sack. So now you're second down and 12. They hand the ball off. They get it to third down and 7. And the Chicago Bears walk up on the edge. And they walk up on the center. So now you're Mingo. You got to protect the inside out. And there's nobody for the edge rusher. And they're coming out of a bunch. So they've got DBs back. Like, it's 3rd and 7. You're going to complete that ball easily. If the guy breaks a tackle, it's a first down. If not, then you got a decision to make, right? Whether we're going to punt or whatever. But at the very least, you're protected inside out, so you got to step up in the pocket, something that Russ never wants to do. and he rolls out of the pocket to an unblocked guy and takes a sack. This is the issue. Yep. And it's unbelievable. And I know on the broadcast they said, well, you can't leave the guy on the edge unblocked. Well, the reason they turned late because the guy over the center holding the center dropped. So then the center turned out, and the broadcast crew goes, oh, you can't leave that guy on the edge. You can't – that's not the – that guy is the quarterback's guy. That's what it is. And if you don't know – that guy is unblocked coming off the edge as a quarterback, if you're oblivious to that, because you can't just go, hey, we got a walk-up guy on the center, but we're going to turn him loose because we want to fan out to the guy on the edge, the furthest away from the quarterback. There's no offense in the world that does that. You don't do it that way. So for Russ, you got to know that that dude is unblocked. Instead, and you run right out there, getting tackled, like... What are we doing? Yeah. Like, you've been in this league for how long? And you still are going to, you think now, he reminds me of me in that.
How so?
He reminds me
this of. This ought to be good.
He reminds me of me in that I look in the mirror and I still see 23 and I'm like, damn, man, things looking good. Taut. I'm taut. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The hair looks good. It's not even gray. I mean, I'm rolling, right? It's thick. I look good. Da da da. And then I see a picture of myself. I go, who is that fat guy? Who is that big fat dude? Like, Russ still thinks he can outrun a DB. Dude, give me. Have you looked at yourself right now? Yeah. You look like a tater tot with legs. Stop. Stop. Step up in the pocket. It is why are you doing this?
That's
every
funny.
Time you take a snap, you just tarnish your legacy that much more. Give it to Jameis Winston and move on.
Very very quickly here, then I want to get over to the AFC. But the Bears, what would be your message to Bears fans watching this? Is this now in your mind? Is this a playoff team?
No, they're will they make the playoffs? They might.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
No, I mean, do you think this is going to be a playoff team?
Yeah. Yes, they could make the playoffs. I think defensively
they're 6-3? Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really interesting because you look at them being down 20-10 late in that game and, you know, and doing what they were able to do. But you look at Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams still on schedule, not a great quarterback. What happened in that game? He got off schedule, man. He extended some plays at the end of that game where he's got the ball literally for like 8 seconds behind the line of scrimmage, making four guys miss, scrambling around, making a throw downfield. That's what he like. That's what they're trying to get away from. But, man, what an asset it is to have mm-hmm. when things do break down or you are playing that style of football where you're down and you got to make a comeback. And that's really where he's great. On schedule stuff, that's what Ben Johnson's still working on. That's still what he's not, you know, as efficient as Ben Johnson would like him to be. But, man, that off schedule stuff that he can – he does some pretty special things, both with his feet and with his arm.
All right, let's get over to the AFC. And the question I mean, who are the Buffalo Bills? Who are they? Are they the team that – At home a couple weeks ago, beat the Chiefs and looked very convincing in doing so? Or are they the team that just went out yesterday and just played like dog crap against the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
Who the heck are these Bills?
Yeah, the Bills, they've got issues. They've got injury issues on the defensive side of the ball. You know, you hate to pin it all on one guy, but Ed Oliver is such a difference maker for them defensively. I know Rapp is out as with an injury as well. Epineza, or however you say his name, I think he's been banged up. I think they've had a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. And ultimately, you know, when they are not balanced and they threw it 40 times yesterday, and you know, they're down. I mean, they were down at one point. I looked over. I'm calling the game. I'm looking over at the scores, and they're down like in the late in the third quarter, 16-0 or something. I mean, it was one of those just shocking, especially because I would like to apologize to the Buffalo Bills and to the Bills Mafia. I picked you in my moneymaker picks, and that's my fault. The Bills' lack of success, that's on me.
It's a stink curse.
Yes, it's on me. I would like to officially apologize. Please accept my apology. Now, not only do I whip your asses in a Super Bowl, but now I picked for you, and you lost to Miami in Miami a bat wing
Bills
game.
Fans understand that there are larger forces at work, and so they've grown up with that. So add this to the mix.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.